Our first reading is from the second book of Kings, chapter 2. And it was when the Lord would take up Elijah by a whirlwind into the heavens that Elijah and Elisha went from Gilgal. And Elijah said unto Elisha, Sit here, I pray, for the Lord has sent me to Bethel. And Elisha said, As the Lord lives and as thy soul lives, I will not forsake thee. And they went down to Bethel. And the sons of the prophets that were in Bethel came forth to Elisha and said unto him, Knowest thou that the Lord takes away thy Lord from thy head this day? And Elisha said, I know it. Hush. And Elijah said unto Elisha, Sit here, I pray, for the Lord has sent me to Jericho. And Elisha said, As the Lord lives, and as thy soul lives, I will not forsake thee. And they came to Jericho. And the sons of the prophets that were at Jericho approached Elisha, and said unto him, Knowest thou that this day the Lord takes thy Lord from thy head? And Elisha said, I know it. Hush. And Elijah said to him, Sit here, I pray, for the Lord has sent me to the Jordan. And Elisha said, As Yahuwah lives, and as thy soul lives, I will not forsake thee. And the two went on. And 50 men of the sons of the prophets went, and stood over them, against them afar off. And they two stood by the Jordan River. And Elijah took his mantle, rolled it together, and smote the waters. And they were halved hither and thither, and the two crossed over on dry ground. And it was, when they were passed over, that Elijah said unto Elisha, Ask what I shall do for thee, before I be taken from thee. And Elisha said, I pray, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. And he said, Thou hast asked a hard thing. If thou see me, when I am taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. But if not, it shall not be. And it was, they were walking and speaking. And behold, there was a chariot of fire and horses of fire. And they separated the two of them. And Elijah went up by the whirlwind into the heavens. And Elisha saw it, and he cried, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof. And he saw him no more. And he took hold of his garments and ripped them in two ripped pieces. And he lifted up the mantle of Elijah that fell from upon him, and returned, and stood by the lip of the Jordan. And he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from on him, and smote the waters, and said, Where is the Lord, the God of Elijah, even he? And he smote the waters, and they were halved, hither and thither. And Elisha went across. Second reading is from the Gospel of John, portion of chapter 21. When they had dined, Jesus says to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? Peter says to him, Yes, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He says to him, Feed my lambs. He says to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He says to him, Yes, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He says to him, Shepherd my sheep. He says to him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter sorrowed, because he said to him the third time, Lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Now thou knowest that I love thee. And Jesus says to him, Feed my sheep. Our final lesson is from the work Arcana Celestia, portion of 3,875. Mutual love differs from friendship in this respect. Mutual love regards the good which is in a man, and because it is directed to good, it is directed to him who is in good. but friendship regards the man. This also can be mutual love when it regards the man from good or from the sake of good. But when it does not regard him from good or for the sake of good, but for the sake of self, which it calls good, then friendship is not mutual love, but approaches the love of self. Insofar as it approaches this, so far it is opposite to mutual love. In itself, mutual love is nothing else than charity towards the neighbor. For by the neighbor in the internal sense is nothing else signified than good, and in the supreme sense, the Lord. Because all good is from him, and he is good itself. Here end the lessons. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. Our story today had two main characters, Elijah and Elisha. It can be difficult to keep the two clear in our heads, so I will try to remind you, Elijah and Elisha. One has a J and the other one has an SH. One has a harder sounding name than the other. Elijah. And the other one has a softer sounding name. Elisha. So Elijah, the hard name, and Elisha, the soft name. It is not an accident that Elijah has a harder name. He was a harder man. He had lots of hair, a big beard, and lived out in the wild for much of his life. And he was scary. People were afraid of him. Elisha was bald, so he was not as scary. And people would make fun of Elisha. At first, they were not as afraid of him. So a hard man, Elijah, and a soft man, Elisha, are walking together. From the description of them, they do not sound like they have very much in common, other than their names. One is hard and a wild man. The other one is soft and bald. But they are good, good friends. So what makes their friendship? We read in the story that Elijah, it is time for him to be taken up into heaven in a whirlwind. Just like a tornado. It's going to be an amazing thing. And it seems that prophets around the land know that the Lord's greatest and most powerful and scariest prophet, Elijah, is leaving. So Elijah and Elisha travel. And Elijah says to the softer Elisha, "Stay here. I am going. First, I have to go to Bethel." And Elisha, because he's a good friend, says, "As long as the Lord lives, which is forever, and as long as you live, I will stay with you." So they continue on, and prophets from Bethel come out, and they know Elijah is leaving. They must have a real prophecy. And they come to Elisha, the soft, bald prophet, and they say, "Don't you know Elijah is leaving?" What does Elisha say to Elijah? "I know. Hush! Be quiet. Don't tell me that. Shh." Elisha. Then they head to Jericho. And Elijah says to Elisha, "I'm going to Jericho now. You stay here. I have to go on." And Elisha says, "As long as the Lord lives, which is forever, and as long as you live, I will be with you." So they go to Jericho, and prophets from Jericho come out, And they know Elijah is leaving. So they tell Elisha, "Do you not know that Elijah is leaving?" What does Elisha say? Elisha says, "Shh, I know, be quiet." Then they come to the river, Jordan. And there are 50 prophets standing to the side. And Elijah, to cross the Jordan, takes his outer garment, his mantle, rolls it up, and strikes the river. And it parts. And they walk across on dry land, like the parting of the Red Sea or the parting of the Jordan by Joshua and the Ark. It's a mighty miracle. And they get to the other side, and Elijah says to Elisha one more time, "What do you want from me? You've been following me this whole time." And Elisha says, "I want a double portion of your spirit on me." He wants a double inheritance. The Lord is with mostly Elijah. That's his chief prophet. And Elisha is asking to take on Elijah's burden. And Elijah says, "Only if you see me taken into heaven." So then they continue on, and a fiery chariot with horses comes out of the sky, comes between them. And you can imagine Elisha jumping back from these fiery horses and chariot. And Elijah, the hard prophet, gets in and goes to heaven, leaving his outer garment, his mantle that had struck the river, behind. And Elisha, who loved his friend, is deeply saddened and tears his own garments in two. It's a terrible thing for him, his best friend, someone that he considered father, his adopted father. And so he picks up Elijah's mantle and he goes to the Jordan, and he's distraught, and he says, "Where is Yahuwah, the God of Elijah, even he?" Where is God? And he smites the waters, and just like for Elijah, the waters part for the soft, bald Elisha. The power has been transferred. So these two very different men are very good friends. And they do have something in common, don't they? They're both prophets of the Lord. We also read in John a story about Simon Peter and the Lord and love. In the Greek, there are many different kinds of love. And the book, the Gospel of John, is written in Greek. One kind of love is called philo, and it's brotherly love. It's the kind of love that friends have. And the other kind of love is agape, and it is mutual love. It is a special love. It's a spiritual love. It's the kind of love one might have for the Lord. And the Lord asked Simon, "Do you love me? Agape?" And Peter says, "Yes, you know that I love you like a brother or a friend." The Lord says, "Feed my sheep," or "feed my lambs." So then the Lord asks Peter again, "Do you love me, agape?" And Peter says, "Yes, you know I love you like a brother, like a friend, philo." And the Lord says, "Shepherd my sheep." Then the Lord says a third time, "Simon, son of Jonas, do you lovest thou me? Philo, do you love me like a brother?" And now Peter, Simon, he hears it and he feels sad. Because now the Lord hasn't asked about agape, about mutual love, but merely friendship. And he says to him, Lord, thou knowest all things. He's saying, you must know my heart. You know that I love you. And Jesus says to him, feed my sheep. And this tells us about the difference between friendship and mutual love. It's good to have friends. And the Lord wants us to have friends. The Lord gives us friendship as the beginning of something that can become mutual love. And it's based on external similarities. We read in conjugal love about external similarities and how they bring couples together. And in times of cold in marriage, fake friendship, pretending to be nice to the other person, can keep them together. So even in a time of cold, they can simulate friendship. And it's a mercy, because inside those simulations of friendship, the Lord can keep real, true married love alive. And so that's why the Lord gives friendship to married couples and to all of us, because it can keep true mutual love alive and ready for us. But we must be like Elijah and Elisha. Even if we have differences, even if those external similarities differ, if we don't like the same games, if we don't do the same work, if our personalities clash or have conflict, if we like to interrupt and others like to wait patiently, if we like to say things quickly and others like to say things slowly, if we have children and others don't, we need to let it go. The Lord is telling us what is truly important: mutual love. And in the heavenly doctrines, we learn what that really is. We read that mutual love regards the good which is in a man, and in the supreme sense, the Lord. So when you look at your friends and your family, all the people in your life who may be your friends or merely associates, try to see the good in them and love that. Because that will make your friendship move from merely a simulation into something true. It can move a cold marriage into truly conjugal love. And it can move Peter to truly love the Lord. Elijah was a harsh man, a scary man, with a big beard. And his name is harder, Elijah. And he represents the hard truths of the word, the external aspects of the word that are really important. Like, don't steal. Thou shalt not lie. Hard truths. Elisha is also the word, but an internal sense, and in some ways softer. All those hard truths tell us that we should love one another. As we sang in our hymn, the Lord came down on Mount Sinai and told us what is good and true, what we should not do, and what we should do. But then men grew cold, so he had to come again and teach us to love one another. Elijah and Elisha, both the word. But they're not different. They are the same. They are both loving the Lord and loving the good that the Lord has given all of us. Amen.